Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in. Oh, I'm so excited. I mean, another day, people. You know, hey, you know, why is God so good to us? I mean, just decide to give all of us another day. I'm so happy today to be able to be with you and to be able to share on these airwaves and just be able to talk and hopefully that, you know, through the message that we give, that it touches someone, that it helps someone, uplifts someone, makes someone else's day a brighter and beautiful day. And so I'm just excited to be able to share with you this morning, this Tuesday morning, April the 14th. 2009, you know, and you know, I have a little saying that, you know, that hey, 2009 will be mine, and you know, it can be yours too. This is Baba Jahi. This is Home Based Business 101, and you know, we got a special treat for you today. We have a topic that, you know, we want to discuss and kick around, and you know, for those out there listening in, if you care to call in and, you know, share some questions or comments, the call-in number is 646-595-4222. That is 646-595-4222. And today's topic is, if you use it, you should own it. If you use it, you should own it. Now, I got that topic from, you know, reading some information written by Warren Buffett. You know, I'm pretty sure most of you know who Warren Buffett is, one of these, you know, super wealthy people. They say one of the richest people in the world. And Warren talks about, you know, the fact that we use things or we spend money on things, and that in case in point, there's things that we spend money on that we can own or can be involved in the process so that some of the money comes back to us. This is very, very powerful. This is so important because, you know, this is called healthy money management. You know, healthy money management. If you use it, you should own it, or you should have some way have something that's coming back to you. Now, one of the first things that I want to talk about in relationship to that topic that's very similar, and I'm going to get into some specific products here in a minute, and then a very, very specific product, one that I deal with that I just think makes everyday common sense that one should own. You know, but that's my outlook. But one of the first things I want to deal with is here is that, again, you know, this show is designed to help people that have a home-based business, which is, you know, different than some other type business, but still is a business in its sense. And this is the first thing I want everybody to do today. I want you to take and I want you to write down places that you go and spend money at. Goods, services, products, you know, people that you spend money with in terms of other businesses. And I'm going to tell you why this is important. Let's say, you know, for ladies out there, you know, your hairdresser, you know, a person where you get your hair done, you know, maybe where you also maybe go get your nails done, your cleaners, where you go get your clothes cleaned at. Let's start with those two. Okay, your hairdresser. Does your hairdresser know about your business? Has your hairdresser even given you an appointment that you can share your business with them? Not necessarily that, you know, that they actually will do business with you. Hopefully, you know, if they do, that's great. But even if they don't, they should be able to become a referral source for you. Other than that, then you need to stop spending your money with them. I mean, now you know, people will say, well, but you know, you go through the phone book, search around town, Make a list of all of the hairdressers in town. So you got a lot that you can choose from. I know you have a particular one that you like. They do your hair a certain way and all of that. But if they cannot at least support your business, why are you supporting their business? Just because they do your hair a certain way? Come on, Buck. Business is business. Now, I know I'm not a lady, and I know, you know, my wife said, well, you know, it's hard to find a good, you know, the right person to do your hair. Yes, it is. And I understand that, and I sympathize, and I say what I say to say what I say and to mean what I mean in the following. If you can support them, why can't they support you? Now, maybe the particular product that you have, maybe they don't use. Okay, I understand them not buying it. But they can become a referral source for you. What I mean by a referral source for you, you should at least be able to leave some flyers about your product and your services at their salon. I mean, I'm pretty sure if they do your hair a certain way, I'm pretty sure when people ask you, girl, who did your hair? You refer people to them. Why can't they refer people to you? See, that's the first step in this thing, if you know, of business. I call business reciprocity. And that if you don't have that type of relationship with that person, I wouldn't spend no money with them. That's me personally, you know. Same with your doctor. Now, again, you know, I know people say, well, it's hard to find a good doctor. There are a lot of doctors listed. Yes, and I understand your special and particular relationship with your doctor. But again, your doctor needs to know that you also have a business. And that, bottom line, if they don't use your product, at least you better be a referral source to you. Now, if they use a product that's similar to your product, they ought to at least sample your product to see if they might like it. You're spending money with them? Why can't they spend money with you? It's got to be reciprocal, people. See, that's a basic fundamental lesson. And where you get your clothes cleaned at, you're spending money with them. They need to know about your business, you know. They need to know what you market. And again, if it's a product that they use, they ought to at least check it out. If it's a product they don't use, they ought to at least be able to, again, let you maybe post a flyer or something up in their shop to help you with some referrals. Give you an example. Me, I have a particular place that I get pizza from. Yeah, you know, I just told you it was one of the things that I like. I like pizza. But it's this particular place that I get pizza from, and they make real good pizzas. But at the same time, the owner, you know, I had a conversation with him. I said, hey, man, you know, because the average pizza, when I get a pizza from them, it runs close to about $18 to $20. And I usually, maybe about three, sometimes five times in the course of a month, you know, I get a pizza from them. I don't eat out a lot, but, you know, sometimes, you know, I have a taste for pizza. So, I mean, you know, hey, three times, that's 60, five times, that's 100. So, I told him I spend between $60 to $100 a month with you. $100 a month times 12 months, that's $1,200. You owe me a look at my business. And he looked at me and he smiled, you know, there's another pizza shop in town. I don't know if their pizza is as good as yours, but I'll go find out. He says, no, you don't have to do that. I'll take a look at your business. You know, and now he knows, you know, what I do, and he was amazed, you know, and he says, hey, you know, well, wow, okay. There's some things on your site that I could use. You know, hey, I would definitely keep this in mind and you know, just remind me so that you know that when certain things come up, you know, on my site, you know, which I'll get into a little bit later in this presentation. And one of the things is flowers, you know, like Mother's Day comes up and all of that, where people can buy flowers off the site. Same flowers, same florist, same price, sometimes a little less, and have flowers delivered. So, I mean, you know, but he didn't know that. He wouldn't have known that if I hadn't engaged him in a conversation and a dialogue around the fact that I spend money with him and that I expect him to spend money with me or at least if there was nothing, no service that I offer that he uses, then at least he would let me advertise through his business with a flyer or posting, you know, some specials. You know, not plastering the place, but at least being able to put a flyer up, at least some flyers on the counter that his customers could pick up. And, you know, he was receptive to that. So I'm giving you a lesson here, people, about how to market, you know, one, in terms of how to market your business. That's the first thing I wanted to cover before I get into, you know, if you use it, you should own it. Okay. The next point I want to make is this. Specific product that I want to talk about, and yes, it's a product that I do personally market. It's a product that I do personally, you know, market, and with marketing product is the fact that it benefits people. Now, what do I mean by benefits people? I'm involved in one of the largest industries in the world, which is the travel industry. And I tell people all of the time, whether they understand our company or truly don't understand our company, is two aspects to the company. Yeah, there's a marketing side and then there's a ownership side. And I tell everybody that I know, if you travel, you should own your own online travel booking site. People say, oh, here we go. You're trying to sell me something. No, I ain't trying to sell you a daggone thing. I'm explaining something to you. You can travel retail or you can travel wholesale. Choice is yours. Now, what do I mean by that? This is what I mean by that. When I go and stay at a hotel, I don't pay the price you pay because I travel retail. You're traveling wholesale. If you own the site, see, Warren Buffett says, if you use it, you should own it. Now, I don't own the hotel, but I can own the price that I pay for that hotel room. Give you a case in point. Marriott Regency Inn here in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, $149 a night. That's what the wholesale price is. I can get that same room for $69 a night. What would you rather pay, $69 or $149? Big question, huh? I mean, it's plain and simple. I mean, big question, though, right? Would you rather pay the $69 or you rather pay the $149 because you just don't want to own your own means to how to deal with travel? So you just rather give away money. Hey, that's on you. Cruises. You know, hey, I can go on a cruise a whole lot cheaper than you. I can take trips a whole lot cheaper than you. Why? Because I book it myself through my own site. Let me give you an example. I had a friend last year. Went to Egypt. Great trip. Great trip. 8 days. Eight days, nine nights. $3,600. I give him the same trip for $1,000. What would you rather pay, the $3,600 because you just rather not have your own site or do it for $1,000? I hope you hear what I'm saying this morning, people, because, see, this is the misconception that a lot of people have about certain businesses and certain aspects of things. Same trip, same airplane, same hotel, same cruise up and down the Nile, $2,600 more because you don't book it yourself through your own site. Come on, people. Who got money to throw away like that? Now, if you don't travel, then, you know, this product, you know, it won't do you any good. I mean, because I understand that for people that don't travel. But people that travel, car rentals. How'd you like to rent the Econo car at the Econo price but to get the upgrade to the luxury car? Be able to rent, if you're renting a vehicle, you'd be able to rent the Hummer for the price of the Hyundai Accord. Again, these are the perks that go with being able to have your own online travel booking site. Now, why am I pushing that this morning? One is to make people aware. Two is this, is see, with the whole thing of the internet and computers, anything that you can purchase and have where you have control over your usage and distribution through the internet, you should have. There's another site that just recently came out that, you know, I think it's in 5 states right now where you can purchase your energy from yourself. I forget the name of the company. I believe it's called, it begins with a Z. I don't want to mispronounce it or whatever. You know, some of you out there listening, you might know what I'm talking about. Well, you can purchase, not right here in North Carolina yet, but as soon as it's in North Carolina, I'm going to be jumping on board. And some of these, you know, some people say, well, I don't want to network market it. You don't have to. Just own the product. Just like what I do in YTV, you know, hey, you don't have to do the network marketing part, but own the product so you can save on your own travel. Have your own travel site. It doesn't require that you do network marketing. If you choose to want to do that part of the business, you can too, but you don't have to. It's not mandatory. I have some people who are just customers that own their own site, book their own travel, do their family's vacations and other family members travel off of their site and help save themselves money, and they don't do any network marketing. Which means if you're already doing a network marketing piece, you don't have to have where it's like, well, you know, I can't, you know, cross-recruit, and I understand that. But you can save on your travel. Oh, you can be like that friend of mine. You can spend $2,600 extra dollars. $3,600 when he could have spent $1,000. Because, well, I just don't want to do that. Great. Wonderful. Give away extra $2,600 for the same trip. Dumb, as you know, and I'm not calling the person dumb, but as Art Williams used to say when I was involved in a company called A.L. Williams, dumb, dumb, dumb. Who's got $2,600 to throw away simply because you don't want to reshift your dollars? I hope you see what I'm saying this morning. The same with, we have a product called Aisle 19. Doesn't cost you a penny to get an Aisle 19 shopping mall with us. Doesn't cost a penny. Stores you already shopping at. You shop at Target, I can show you how to get 3% cash back on all of your spending at Target. Shop at Walmart, 2% cash back on all of your spending at Walmart. Home Depot, 2.5% back on all of your shopping at Home Depot. Over 600 stores that you get cash back. Plus, because you're shopping online, no sales tax. Hear what I just said? No sales tax. People, there's things going on out here that can help you save money and put more money back on the table for you to do other things with, but you need to just study the industry. You need to know what's going on out here. You need to be able to find every means to be able to save a dollar, whether it's a recession or non-recession, unless you got money to throw away. If you got money to throw away, then, hey, send me some. I'll use it wisely. The other piece with this, you know, in terms of, you know, back to the travel site piece, is that it also, not only are you going to save on your travel, but now also you have a new tax shelter. Because there are certain tax benefits that you would get and tax write-offs that you will have from owning your own online travel store. Did you know that 42% of every dollar spent on the internet is spent on travel? Why wouldn't you want to own a site? And if you did no more than book your own travel and book some of your friends' travel, the money that you save for yourself and the money you could help other people save and make money as they book off of your site. It's just it's a no-brainer to me, but I mean, some people, they make things more complicated than what they are, you know. And, you know, again, I'm not trying to come down on anybody out there listening this morning. I'm not trying to twist anybody's arm because I don't believe in hard closing sales tactics and all of that. You do something because you want to do it, or you don't do it. I mean, that's, you know, that's your prerogative. That's your choice. Again, like I say, that friend of mine who, you know, they didn't want to believe. You know, I showed them, you know, everything, showed them in black and white, showed them, hey, here you go, lined it up, same airplane, same other thing. But because they weren't familiar, they'd rather spend $2,600 more. $2,600 more they spent on the same trip because they just didn't want to believe us. Again, referring back to Art Williams, he used to say there's two reasons why people usually don't do something. One is that they don't understand, or two, they just don't believe. So, you know, I hope, you know, this morning as I'm talking to you, I hope you don't fall into those two categories of not understanding and not believing. I want you to really understand what I'm saying this morning about this thing called travel. It's the largest industry in the world, over $7 trillion industry, and you, by owning your own travel site, can travel as an insider versus an outsider, and you can save significant dollars and get tax write-offs. The other 58% of money that's spent on the internet is spent on consumer goods. Through aisle 19, a lot of products that you currently buy, you can purchase through your own aisle 19 account, go to the same store, same product, everything, and get cash back. With Circuit City liquidating now, if it was certain Circuit City things that you like, well, you still can buy stuff from Circuit City. You go to aisle 19, you go to the Circuit City site through aisle 19, and you buy it online and get cash back. And, you know, hey, in the wellness and health industry, there are certain products that people are marketing that, hey, you can get through aisle 19 going to different sites like GNC and other places and find the same products that you're overpaying money on and get cash back. I'm telling you, it's amazing. You know, I'm one of those people that is dollar frugal. I try to save, you know, on everything that I can, you know, and I, you know, I'm 56 years old, but I remember when I was in my 20s, you know, my friends used to tease me, telling me that I was a miser. I didn't even know what the word meant at the time, but anyways, just always try to tease me, telling me, you know, you don't like spending money on nothing. You try to pinch a penny, and you know, but you know, hey, I believe in saving money, and that's how me and my wife have, you know, been able to make it through different tough times. At one time, we had a personal family challenge, a situation that we had to take care of, you know, due to a family situation, which I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here over the show. But for 3.5 years, taking care of some family issues that we needed to deal with so that our family could move forward after, you know, a tragedy and a family challenge. We had no income for 3.5 years, and we were not homeless, had our own place, ate every day, paid for the lights, paid for the phone, did all the things. No income for 3.5 years. I don't think too many people listening out there right now, if you had no income for 3.5 years, could survive. So I know what I'm talking about, people. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to saving money and how to be prepared, because you don't know when you're going to get a challenge. And when you get one, you know, see, we got one. We had to walk away from a business to take care of personal family challenges, personal family issues, to help a family member. And in the process of doing that, we didn't have time to pursue a livelihood for 3.5 years, but we was able to live, not live with someone, live in our own place, pay our own bills, buy our own food, get around and do everything we needed to do for 3.5 years with no income. We had money and we had ways and means to save from the money that we had saved to get through a tough time. And so I can teach you how to do those type things, you know, not to say that, you know, that that's how you want to live day to day, but I'm just pretty sure that most people out there listening right now, if you had no income coming in for 3.5 years, I don't think too many of you out there listening would be able to make it. You'd have to go stay with somebody, or you'd be borrowing from family members, or somebody be trying to, you'd be getting somebody to help you. We didn't get no help from anybody. No, when I won't say we didn't get no help from anybody. We had a few people that helped with some things, but I'm saying the bulk of what we had to do, you know, rested on our shoulders. And let me get back to my points. I don't want to get too far sidetracked here. The main thing again is you need to make a list of things that you spend money on and find ways to cut costs or how to own it. Another piece that I do is that, you know, and not that I favor one cell company over another cell company, but, you know, one of the things through business that I'm in, we're able to offer people a 15% discount on their Sprint bill. You know, because you're spending $100 a month, you can get 15% savings. That means now your bill is $85. You can take the other $15 and do something else with it. So you need to look at how to save money as you make money. And the reason I focus on saving money because it helps me then to do more with my business, to do more with my business. And that is so, so important in these times that we're faced with, in the issues that people are confronted with every day. So I hope I've, you know, in this first part of this call this morning that I've shared something with you. I have a little thing that I want to read here for a second, and then I'm going to take in bring up our thing song and then come back and then try to tie all this together and put it into a perspective that you can work with to help you as we focus on this topic about if you use it, you should own it. The piece I want to read to you right now, I'm reading a book called Secrets for Success and Happiness, written by Og Mandino, and it's basically a diary that he wrote, and in this particular diary, he has a piece that he shares, a piece written by W.R. Hunt, and it goes like this, because, you know, we need to focus on things that help us uplift our thoughts every day. The sun is just rising on the morning of another day, one of the first days of the new year. What can I wish that this day, this year, may bring to me? Nothing that shall make the world or others poor, nothing at the expense of others, but just those things which in their coming do not stop with me, but touch me rather as they pass and gather strength. Here are a few of those things that I wish. A few friends who understand me and yet remain my friends. A work to do which has real value without which the world would feel the poor. A return for such work small enough not to tax unduly anyone who pays. A mind unafraid to travel even though the trail be not blaze. An understanding heart. A sight of the eternal hills and unresting sea, and of something beautiful the hand of man has made. A sense of humor and the power to laugh. A few moments of quiet, silent meditation. The sense of the presence of God and the patience to wait for the coming of these things with the wisdom to know them when they come. And I'm going to pause there. I'd like you to take a few seconds and meditate on that as I get ready to bring up my theme song, It's My Time, and then I'll come back and put all of these things that I've been sharing this morning in perspective so it doesn't seem as though I just was rambling. So take a few moments, people, and meditate, and then I'll bring up our theme song. All right. Hey, yes, that's my theme song. It is my time. Yes, my time to let the world know that I can. Yes, people, you can do the same thing. And, you know, I want to summarize what I talked about in the first part of the show and then wrap up and tell you about Thursday's show and a couple other short announcements. Is that basically, you know, I started off with make sure that you barter with those that you do business with. What, again, as I said, I use the example of the hairdresser for the ladies and stuff like that. You know, is that barter with them. Make sure you're spending money with them. They need to be able to help support your business. That's just basic, fundamental. I call that, again, business 101. Barter with the people that you spend money with. Another example, you know, here locally where I live at, you know, there's a particular supermarket that I shop at, you know, buying, you know, the groceries that I need, even though I grow most of my vegetables because I do gardening. But stuff that I do buy, you know, and they see me there regular, and I went and I talked to the manager, you know, and, you know, and again, you know, it's all in how you conversate with people. I didn't go in there, you better put my flyer up. I spend money with you. Got into a conversation, you know, and he says, yeah, I see you do come in here a lot, you know. And I says, yeah, you know, and, you know, I like your store, you know, and I'm able to, you know, to purchase most of the items and stuff I need here. You know, by the way, you know, I have a business. You know, I help people, you know, save on their travel and help people with, you know, places they want to go and stuff like that. And he says, oh, really? I says, yeah, you know. And I says, you know, I would really appreciate it, you know, if I could leave some flyers, you know, here or some brochures or, you know, at different times. So, you know, we have we give away a trip once a month. He says, y'all give away a trip once a month? I said, yeah, we got one right now where we're giving away a trip to Jamaica, you know, and I'd like for people to, you know, to for your customers to be able to eat. He said, man, that's great. And so, you know, I was able to put a box up in the store where people fill out a form. They put it, you know, put in the box, and then I pick up the forms and take and then log them in and enter the people into the sweepstakes. So I'm saying you find your niche with those people you spend money with and be able to do that, because your business, the whole key to business is exposures. Okay, now I started off with that. Then point number two I made is, you know, that there's things that you can get involved with that you're already spending money on. If you travel, you should own your own travel site. That just, to me, it just makes common sense. If you're going to travel anyway, you're going to be going out of town and you're going to rent a hotel room. Unless you'd rather pay the $149 a night when you can get that same room for $69 a night, then you be my guest. But I'm just saying, that's not frugal, people. And it has nothing to do with whether you like Baba Jahi or don't like Baba Jahi. It just has something to do with common sense and saving money. You know, you should do that. You know, and so, you know, we can show you how to do that. You know, and again, you know, our number is 252-977-6834, 252-977-6834. And I can show you how to own your own online travel site and be able to save money on your personal travel. And then, you know, if you got some family or friend members that, you know, you want to help them with booking travel, that's great. You can do that too. And then, you know, we do more than travel. We got, you know, we got flowers. We got clothes. Because, you know, the whole online phenomena, the internet, is just amazing, the things that you can buy online, but you need to own your own means of doing that. Point number three, I talked about aisle 19. Over 600 stores, some of you are already shopping at. And you can have an aisle 19 account for free. It doesn't cost you nothing. Go to aisle19.com, click the Join Now button. It's going to ask you for a six-digit code number because you got to be invited. You can enter mine, which is 766-993. Aisle19.com, enter 766-993. And then you can open up your own Aisle19 account, do your shopping online from stores that you already, you'll be amazed at some of the stuff that you find and get cash back. I don't know what Avon reps are going to do because you can buy Avon through aisle 19. I'm telling y'all something now. A lot of people out there marketing products, and I'm not knocking anybody's products and anybody's opportunities. Some of the products that people are marketing, you can get them through aisle 19. See, the people that you're distributing for, they're not telling people that.
because what, you know, I can't even get into all of that right now because it just take up too much time. But anyway, when I saw Avon, I was like, wow, what the Avon reps are going to do? Pretty soon, you know, people are going to be buying Mary-Kay through aisle 19. I don't know what the Mary-Kay reps are going to do. Hey, folk, the internet is pushing things fast, and because it's volume. And, you know, but you can go to aisle19.com. Doesn't cost you a penny to open up an aisle 19 site, and you put in 766-993 and just explore it. You don't want to keep it, you ain't got to keep it, but you ain't going to, it doesn't cost you nothing to explore it, to take a look. See, it doesn't cost nothing to take a look at something. You know, and then, you know, my last point is that people, it was another site, you know, and I made sure Thursday I had the correct name of it, but it's a new online piece where you can switch, because they've deregulated energy, and you can pick your own energy provider. And now you can get cash back on your utility bill. Because it's not in North Carolina yet where I'm at, but it's in Georgia, Maryland, I think Texas, and a couple other places. And you can pick your own energy provider, pay your utility bill, and get cash back. Whoo, that's a hot one, people. Don't sleep it. Don't sleep it. Any way that you can get cash back on something that you're already spending money on, to me, is a no-brainer. If you got to figure it out, a shame on you. Okay. Again, we got our Trip of a Lifetime sweepstakes coming up. We have a trip that we're giving away to Jamaica. The drawing for that will be May 5th. If you'd like to be entered into that trip, just send me an email at themugroup at movementsunlimited.com, and I will enter you into the travel, send you an email back so you can enter into the travel sweepstakes. That is 4 days, 3 nights for 2 people, airfare, all expenses paid, hotel, and $1,000 cash money. I would love for somebody off of this show to win that trip, but you can't win if you don't enter. You can't win if you don't enter. And it doesn't, again, doesn't cost you nothing but your time. That's all, people. Nothing but your time. Okay, let me get into Thursday's show because time is running down. We're down to 2 minutes left. And, you know, again, I just want to thank you for bearing with me today and listening. You know, Tuesdays you have me. Thursdays I have a guest on. My topic today was basically, again, if you use it, you should own it, or you should be marketing it so that you can get money back. Thursday, we're going to have on Mr. David Murphy from the National Portal, and he has a portal directory that helps businesses with advertising their business, and he's going to be talking about the importance of advertising your business. He also has a home-based business opportunity where he's looking for portal directors for certain states. He's got some states where they already have portal directors that are, finding businesses to advertise. They have some specials. They even got some free stuff on there in terms of helping you advertise and promote your business. Mr. Murphy's been involved in advertisement and promotions for like over 20 years. Started off with a newspaper, and now is doing this through the Internet. And, you know, I believe it's a great opportunity for those in our listening audience who have a business and are trying to find a frugal way to advertise your business. I don't want to use the word cheap because, what he does for you is not cheap. I'm not talking about far as price-wise, but it's very frugal, very good, class act in terms of advertisement. And, we want to definitely check out Thursday's show so you can hear Mr. Murphy as he shares about the National Portal. Also, tomorrow at 12 noon, if you really like listening to me, hey, you can catch me again, but not here. I will be on the Mortgage and Money Show with Mr. Savelle Lowry out of Tennessee. The call-in number is 347-205-9845. Again, that's at 12 noon tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time. 347-205-9845 is the call-in number, and Mr. Lowry has me on. He wants me to talk about starting a recession-proof business. So that's what I'll be talking about tomorrow at 12 noon. Again, the call-in number is 347-205-9845. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi. I really appreciate you listening to me this morning. And Thursday I'll have a guest, Mr. David Murphy, on. And tomorrow at noon I will be on the Mortgage and Money Show with Mr. Savelle Lowry. Call-in number again is 347-205-9845. That's going to do it for me, people. I'm out of here. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to Home Based Business 101. Peace and blessings.